For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. And this is Narrative.
When it became official, I recall getting a call from WIS, and was interviewed on WIS that night. And there was a lot of excitement, a lot of people were rejoicing.
I.S. Levy Johnson is referring to the night in 1970 he and two other African Americans were elected to South Carolina's General Assembly. They were the first since the end of Reconstruction. Levy Johnson would serve in this capacity for 8 years, and he says a major part of the job was being keenly aware of legislation, rules, and regulations that would have a negative and profound impact on African Americans. In this edition of Narrative, the Columbia attorney talks about the community work and excitement leading up to the historic election.
There had been some outstanding African-American leaders in Richland County who had been demanding that those who were very active in the Democratic Party, the white people in the Democratic Party, that they support black candidates. This was a consistent demand. We were just the face of many, many people who were active in the political arena, just happened to be the candidates. But in fact, many people had laid the groundwork for us. For example, my grandfather was named I.S. Levy. He was politically active. And when I was a little boy, I remember in high school, he would arrange for the local office to bring machines to our funeral home so people could practice using the ballots and how to use the machine, so when they went to the polls on election day, they'd be familiar with it. There was a lot of anticipation. Prior to the election day, it sort of been built, it was building up to that point that they were going to help get a black elected, and it happened. We were at a restaurant on 29th Road, and we were watching WIS TV. When it became official, I recall getting a call from WIS, and was interviewed on WIS that night. And there was a lot of excitement, a lot of people were rejoicing that that they'd finally gotten African Americans elected to the General Assembly. Contrary to popular belief, we were well received. And the reason for that is there were some persons in the General Assembly at that time who were very progressive and forward thinking. And it was interesting the first day down there how our colleagues would come to us and congratulate us and tell us that they were looking forward to working with us.
That was I.S. Levy Johnson reflecting on the night he, along with James Felder and Hubert Fielding, were elected to the South Carolina General Assembly 47 years ago in 1970. For more Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Delicia Eady.